Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Through the door is recorded in front of a live internet audience on Mondays.
It's time to do the show. I mean, Chew the Dough with Aaron and Danae. Streaming on Mixlr every Monday afternoon or available to download later in your podcast feed. Unless, of course, you're a patron. Patrons get perks. Time for the show to begin, so let's listen in. Live from a bunker in the heart of the Ozarks, it's Aaron and Danae.
But my phone is so awesome, Danae.
Put it down. It is time to do a show.
All right, fine.
Welcome to Shoe the Dough.
Yeah.
Episode something something.
You can hear me talk about my phone more if you want to listen to the patron pre-show.
Yes.
Because there's lots of conversation about phones and technology and wonderful fun stuff.
Because if you didn't know already, we actually record this show with a live audience and they heard it already. Our patrons already have a copy of it. And you can too if you want to support us at patreon.com/studioDNA. But I don't want to talk about your phone anymore.
Yeah, what do you want to talk about? I feel like I've talked about me. So let's talk about you. How was your weekend?
My weekend was really horrible. Thank you for asking. I had a migraine. You know, I wasn't feeling well. And my infant child, as I've talked about before, is a Hulk baby. She's 21 pounds at 6.5 months old.
Green skin.
She's 28 inches long. She is just a big baby.
And she is a banner child.
Shoulders have turned into concrete. And I don't know. It's just my body is doing like this whole metamorphosis thing. And I'm,
Do you ever think about the fact that those types of headaches, like the word itself, you have to take ownership of the pain? It's migraine.
Yeah,
you
know, it's not yours.
It's not a your grain headache.
It's not a whole grain headache.
It's a migraine headache.
That's right.
Exactly.
So I'm glad the weekend's over. I'm glad to be feeling better.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like I also should have been having more water and less sugar because I had a lot of sugar this weekend.
I am trying to get healthy, as tends to be the case most of my life. And when I stop eating sugar, I get headaches for a while. Like, I'll get headaches for about 2 days, and then they'll go away. And
I don't I don't know if it's because I'm producing food for another human being, and so I'm just, like, a calorie. Like, I just, I can't, for the first time in my life.
You want to keep eating.
Since being pregnant, I've just, I constantly want to eat, and that's, I've never experienced anything like it before.
Well, welcome to my universe.
And I've recently discovered how much I love donuts.
Oh, no.
And so... So it's like really bad. There's this brand called Entenmann's. Oh my goodness. And right now they have a pumpkin flavored one.
We're not allowed to have those in the house.
Ooh. Oh my word. So my husband loves to get like delicious treats. We have constantly have something sweet in the house.
Yeah.
Always.
Right.
We have a drawer in our refrigerator meant for fruits or vegetables that is filled with Little Debbie snack cakes.
And
I'm not even kidding. I'm not joking. He loves snack cakes. He's always loved them. He also works for Little Debbie, so he's just has this propensity. I don't know.
That reminds me of the episode of Simpsons this week. I just watched it. So Homer was looking in the fridge for something to eat because his family had left town, and it was totally empty. And he opens up the vegetable drawers or whatever, and it's just piled full of fresh vegetables. And he's like, there's nothing to eat. And he closes, and I'm like, yeah, I hear you, Homer.
The other drawer has grapes in it.
Oh, nice.
But we always forget that it's in there because obviously the drawer we go to the most is this little snack cake drawer.
So it has raisins in it, you mean?
Yeah, now it has raisins in it. Oh, my goodness. So anyhow, I have been eating these donuts and he says he loves the donuts. And so his response for me starting to show interest in eating sweets is to get more of them.
Yeah.
So he has enough for himself. So we have 2 boxes of Entenmann's donuts.
You're entering a dangerous world.
I know, and I need to curb it now.
I'm there with you.
Before it gets worse.
I've been there with you for all of my life. I feel good that you've, you know, you've been able to avoid this temptation for this long, but now it's upon you.
I know.
So
now is whenever I need to just rally. I need to remind myself that I spent so much of my life without being addicted to sweets. I can go back and do it again. I just, it's like my old cigarette habit, you know?
Yeah.
I used to smoke cigarettes.
And then you stopped.
And then I did it again. And then I stopped.
Yeah.
So I can put it down if I want to. Uh-oh.
Well, you've been smoke-free for a while now, though.
Yeah, like a million years or something. It's been a long time. We're going to have fun on the show today. We're going to start, of course, with our peruse the news, and then we're going to go into something that Aaron knows nothing about.
Yeah, Danae is going to take an ownership of this episode of Shoe, so I will be on the journey along with you trying to figure it out. But first, from the corners of the square universe, because that has corners, we look for news. And when we find that news, we shall peruse the news. Take that, Mr. Sugar Addiction.
Phew. I really should have taken more of a breath before.
Yeah, well, that all that started. Smoking.
Woo. Nice.
You're welcome.
Nice. Do you want to start off today or do you want me to?
I can start off today.
Go for it.
I don't often start off, so I will do that. My first peruse the news, Pope Francis gets sleep whenever he can, even when praying. The Pope admitted he sleeps during his prayers. I thought this was amazing.
I love the Pope.
Right?
He just gets
all
better and better.
All the reasons to love the Pope. He's like, sometimes when I'm praying, I take a few winks.
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
Who
We've
doesn't?
All been there, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's better than whenever the pastor is going and then you decide to sleep.
Oh, that's what I was talking about.
Oh.
When the pastor's praying and it's like, I don't think I can stay awake much longer.
The only time I feel like it's inappropriate is in church is if it gets loud. Like if someone starts snoring.
Yes. Then you need to wake them up. I have seen that happen.
Yeah.
I have seen the person head tilted back, mouth agape, snoring in church. And somebody needs to take care of that. I've seen the person fall out of their pew. They were sleeping so hard.
But during a prayer, when everyone's head is bowed and eyes are closed and you just take a little... But aren't Catholic prayers really long?
Well, I mean, I don't know that they're any longer than anybody else's prayers.
I don't know.
I mean, are they like you're talking like recited prayers?
I'm
not a Catholic, so
in my evangelical circle, they're getting shorter and shorter. It used to be kind of more thoughtful. Now it's like, bless the food, Lord, amen.
Yeah,
it's just real
God
quick.
Is neat. Let's eat.
Yeah, let's get to the next part. So it's really hard to take a nap in those prayers. That's what I'm saying.
But we'll do it.
Mine is about the Great Pyramid of Giza. This is, they have sent gamma rays or some kind of like a way to...
They're going to make a Hulk if they're not crazy. Maybe that's what happened to Iris.
What's it called? Plasma rays?
I don't know. But gamma rays is definitely what created the Incredible Hulk.
Oh, well then that's not it.
But that could mean that they're real. I mean, it doesn't mean they're fake.
Sorry for the noise there. My computer is plugged in.
That's all right. Producer Phil edited it out.
Yeah, producer. Okay. Here's where it is. It's a nuclear emulsion film.
Well, that sounds so much safer than gamma rays.
The muons in three dimensions. And what they did was they scanned the Great Pyramid and they found an empty part that has not been discovered yet.
Like a hidden room.
Yeah.
In this pyramid that everybody's known about. It just reminds me, like, they don't go in there.
No.
Like, it's too old and...
It's this void. And so, obviously, they're like, something's got to be in that void.
Yeah.
So now the question is, how do we explore this section above this other room that we didn't even know... was there.
I think they talked about nanobots, which I think is the right way to go.
Yeah.
Just little robots that can get through the tiniest of spaces and go kind of explore the stuff.
In scarab shape.
That's what I'm thinking. If they do it, it has to be
shaped like
a scarab beetle, you know?
And if not, 3D print it. Just put a little little cover on it just for fun, at least for the photo op. You know, then you can just, you know, you can nanobot it however you want to.
Try to get some image of Brendan Fraser, you know, in there as they're coming in.
If you could, like, just dress these nanobots as just all these, you know, like a mummy and then a scarab and then, like, some Egyptian headdress.
What do you think's in there?
I'm thinking...
Is it, like, a walk-in closet?
Oh, the
just
where
has a bunch of headdresses?
Have you seen the photo of the scan? Like...
How big is it?
It's pretty significant.
Oh, wow.
It's not like it's not like the whole top part or anything.
It still blows my mind that they hadn't discovered this yet.
I know. And so I'm like, okay, so what would be up there? I'm wondering if it's just treasures, but that'd be so fun if it was treasures.
Lots and lots of treasures.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I want it to be. So anyways, I'm really curious to kind of watch this. Obviously, they've got a long time before they're just going to go poke around in there because that's just dumb. So they got to figure out how to get into that structure without, you know, ruining anything.
My second one comes from the wonderful world of Twitter. Happened a few days ago. Twitter employee temporarily takes Trump's account offline.
Yeah, I saw this. He was likened to the guy who quit his job at the airline.
Right.
When his last day.
Burn the place down as you walk out kind of thing.
Yeah. When he deployed the plane, slide thing. And then he just jumped out and got on the tarmac. And then he was like, and I'm done with my job. I think he had to serve some community service. And
see, I didn't know what the result of any of it was. I know they were investigating it.
The plane guy?
No. Oh, you're talking about the plane guy. I'm talking about the trouble. Twitter guy. I don't know if they've come to a conclusion or whatever. You have to believe it was purposeful.
Oh, sure.
Right? Like, there's no world where this is an accident.
There's no kill Trump button for Twitter, you know, at Twitter Central, or someone could just accidentally reach over and hit it with their elbow.
I'm done working here. Oops, accidentally shut off the president's Twitter. Oh, well. I just think this is hilarious.
Was it like 11 minutes without Trump? Is that what it was? Like hashtag?
Yeah. Twitter was amazing in response to this for sure. I will tell you though, this is one of the riskiest practical jokes I've ever heard of. Like, he could be doing serious time for if they try to get him on some sort of like conspiracy charge, some sort of, you know what I'm saying? Like, this is the president of the United States. I don't know. You're dealing with some...
If it was Obama, he would have laughed, I think.
Yeah. Well, do we know that Trump didn't laugh? Like, I don't know. I haven't heard a response at all.
But I'm making assumptions in the other direction.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
I would have been tempted to.
To do that?
Yeah.
See, if you're going to do that with, you know, like, I guess that's as far as you could go. But could you, like, tweet as Trump? You know, like, if you have the access.
No, and I think that's too far.
But there's not much of a difference. You're already impacting the president of the United States' Twitter.
It's not like he uses it with good reason. So I don't know that we missed something incredible in those 11 minutes.
Yeah. We probably missed the word sad at some point.
I don't know. Sad. I'm trying so hard not to talk about any of my feelings about our government right now. Let's just move on to the next one.
All right, what do you got next?
So this is a story about a lady who became a surrogate mother. She had already had two of her own kids, and she wanted to go through surrogacy and be able to provide a child to somebody else. She gives birth to twins, and the mother that signs the birth certificate, the children are hers.
Yeah.
Notice that they looked very different from each other, these two children. And so she ends up sending a picture to the surrogate mom. Mm. And the mother hadn't, or the surrogate mother had not seen anything of them.
Sure.
And they did a DNA test and found out that one of the twins was actually her biological child.
Whoa.
And this is something that's not supposed to be able to happen, but it did.
Well, I would think with surrogacy, it would actually be... it could happen more. I mean, she naturally gets pregnant and then they implant.
Yeah, but usually that's just not something that, this is not something that's
normal. The timing would
have
to be perfect.
So then they go through this entire legal thing where they can't just give her child back to her because it's not her kid. Because she's not on the birth certificate.
Right, she signed off as a surrogate.
So the mother has to say, okay, we're going to put this child up for adoption.
Yeah.
And then the other mother has to get the child for adoption. And all that process took so much time. And the child was 10 months old before it came back to the mother. And at one point, they're like, the agency that was putting all these, you know, had that these two ladies were working with was like, well, we could put the child up for adoption to another family. And it was just this whole thing where now this lady and her husband now have another child unexpected. But that blew my mind.
Yeah.
Blew my mind because there's so much involved. So here she is getting paid to be a surrogate mother, and then she has to pay all this money to fight to get her actual child back.
Oh.
Isn't that crazy?
Did she come out in the positive at least? Like, did she at least, you know?
I mean, she's glad to have her child.
How much do surrogates get paid? Do you know?
I don't know.
I would hope a lot. That's a big deal, carrying somebody's baby in your body for nine months.
Well, and in this case, to have it go so awry. So I don't know how much she was paid. I'm guessing like upwards of $30,000, but I don't know. That's just a total assumption.
Just pull that out of thin air?
Just pulled it out.
I would have no idea even where to start pulling stuff out of thin air.
Well, I guess maybe I'm just basing that on what I would be willing to do.
Do you want to find out? I bet Google knows.
I bet Google does know.
How much do surrogates make?
And if you're joining us in the live chat, feel free to make a guess.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm guessing 30K.
That's a very good guess. Very
good.
Did
you find it?
I did. 39 to 52K.
Wow, so that was low.
So, I mean, it's a year of your life. I mean, almost a year of your life.
Yeah, but
so...
not only that, you're protecting a life form.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's so much weighing on you.
Literally.
Like, yeah. Yeah. Literally.
That
was mine. So it ended up being okay because she got her son and everybody, but it's just really rocking a lot of people up because this is just not something that normally happens.
Absolutely.
So what's yours?
Well, mine's a little sillier than that. To finish off my last peruse of the news, goalkeeper sent off for urinating during match. So a goalkeeper in a big soccer game, big crowd, big stadium.
You gotta go.
Got ejected, and neither team could figure out why. Everybody's trying to figure out why they threw him out. They just saw the red card and they threw him out. Turns out, when they watched the replays, while the ball was on the other side, he ran over behind the, like, you know, the ads that they'll have, like, you know, and urinated behind the ads and then ran back onto the field. And so they gave him a red card.
Does this bother you?
It doesn't bother me. That's what I'm saying. That's exactly my response. No, maybe we are. You're not.
Maybe we're weird.
If you're weird, you're not the only weird one in the room, because I'm thinking, who cares? I mean, you know,
he didn't expose himself.
Right.
Like, because he was high and he was
or
hidden.
Or do it in the Gatorade or something. Like, I mean. Maybe it's just because I have four boys, you know?
Yeah. And maybe it's because I've just been around guys all the time. Like, that's just, if you got to go. Do you know how long it would take him to go to the bathroom?
That's right.
Like, he'd have to stop the game, go run behind, you know, where guys just have, you have such a luxury. I realize I'm actually jealous. If only we were all not quite concerned about this. It reminds me of my cousin who, she was in Africa.
Mm-hmm.
For,
plus, we should mention urine is sterile too. So it's, you know.
She's in the Peace Corps.
The Peace Corps.
Oh, I didn't mean to do that. That's so funny. Oh, Aaron, you were so good about that stuff. So she was in the Peace Corps. And in obviously in African culture, that kind of stuff is totally different world.
Sure, yeah.
And the first time she went to market, this is an open air market. You're going around, you're getting your fruits, you're getting your vegetables, you're getting set up for the week, mm-hmm. or whatever. They would just walk over to the edge of where everybody was and like lift up their skirts and kind of jut their like their hips out and go to the bathroom like a dude. And the first time she saw it, she was like, could not believe what was happening.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what? Nobody cared?
You're like, I'm moving to Africa.
That's crazy. Just different cultures.
Yeah.
Man, that's.
I mean, you get it. We live in a, you know, you civilize culture to the point where you try to contain.
Sure. I understand getting in trouble. I mean, this is a big event. You probably should have taken KYOB in this. Did your parents teach you nothing?
He apologized.
Well,
he said,
sure.
I'm sorry, but it just.
Did you ride it in the snow?
There was no snow on the field. I do feel like instead of a red card, maybe she got a yellow card. But that's just me. What do you got for your last one?
My last one is a guy who is in Germany. He's in Germany. The town's called, I think, Breton.
Okay.
But anyway, he was out in his yard and he found a World War II bomb that had not exploded. So he called in the authorities and they all come out to obviously...
Yeah, I've seen stories like that before. We find like a landmine from World War II.
It's totally terrifying.
Yeah, yeah.
I've actually heard stories of them blowing up too. It's like people have gotten...
Like people dying.
People have died from them. So anyway, they came out to investigate it and it's actually a zucchini. It was a huge 16-inch squash that the authorities said,
wow,
it really did look very much like a bomb. So they felt bad for the guy.
Uh-huh. Do you feel like maybe they said it in a do you feel like it was like they were trying to make him feel good?
He's 81 years old. Yeah, right. They want.
Oh, yeah. That boy, that really does look like a bomb, Mr. Rogerson. That is
such a German name, Rogerson.
Yeah, that was the most German name I could think of. That I can totally see why. And then they turn to the other guy like, what is this?
So
that's amazing.
I liked that one too. That was kind of fun.
I feel like that's, you know, I've missed opportunities to get out of eating vegetables now, knowing that they are also explosive devices. So
I always thought that was, when I was thinking about this earlier, I was like, man, some vegetables really do make you explode. But this is not one of them.
Not the zucchini. Well, there you go. Some peruse the news, Danae.
Woo-hoo!
Before we head on in this episode of Shoe the Dough, just a quick reminder, if you want to hear the pre-shows for every episode of Shoe the Dough and other podcasts on the Studio DNA Podcast Network,
you can in two ways. You can log into your Patreon account and you can listen to them there. Mm-hmm. Or
if you're a supporter.
Or you can get the feed, the special feed that has all of this stuff. But yeah, you do have to be a supporter of the podcast network. And it's not just Shoe the Dough. It's actually this podcast and three others. So you get to have basically double the podcast fun.
Yeah. And every episode, almost every episode, I guess I should say, has a patron pre-show that is exclusive to you. And support starts at $3 a month.
Plus, sometimes we just throw out some really crazy audio, too. Mm-hmm.
That is true. Some bonus stuff there as well. So $3 a month gets you into be a supporter. Thank you so much for doing that. We really could not do this without it. It helps pay for the streaming costs, hosting costs, all the kind of things that go along with having a podcast network, and you're a huge part of that. So thank you for doing that. You can check out patreon.com/studiodna. That is the name of the podcast network. patreon.com/studiodna. All right, Danae, I have no clue what we're doing for the rest of Shoe the Dough.
Me either, Aaron! I told you that I had a plan, and I don't.
Okay, so, good.
That's always fun. I have a general idea of what we could do, but here's the...
It doesn't differ from most episodes of Shoe the Dough.
No, it doesn't. What it means is I said, I think I've got an idea, and you said, okay, run with it. And I'm like, uh-oh, I better pull this together somehow. So I thought we could play a little audio game today.
Okay, I like audio games.
And so the first thing I did is I tried to find... you know, like websites that have just audio clips that maybe I could play for you.
Mm-hmm.
And I found the worst website ever. So here's some of the noises I found.
Okay, I'm ready. Oh.
What happened? Are you okay? Oh,
that was that poor animal. It's got some phlegm in the... Slim in the throat. That feels like a goat.
That was an alpaca.
It's close. An alpaca is kind of like a goat.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, cool. So this website's got all these different sounds, and there's not like a ton of them, but I thought that was pretty fun. So then I'll do this one.
Well, I'm counting that one as the correct answer for me. Wow, it's poorly recorded.
I know. And
it's a poor recording. I don't know how I'm supposed to identify what animal
that
is. I
know. And I thought, oh, this isn't good.
Can I hear it again?
So, yeah, sure, because we're not staying on the site for long.
Oh, okay.
I'm taking you on a journey of how I got to where we're
all
going.
Right, all right.
An audio journey, if you will.
So
one that is very
this is an example of why this site isn't going to work.
That's exactly
okay,
right.
Okay, well, I want to hear it again anyway. I feel like maybe that's Gamork from Neverending Story.
That is an ape. But I'm like, that doesn't sound like an ape.
All right.
And then here's when this is when I said, no, we're not doing it.
The cat says.
So there actually is one here called human. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Hello.
There's more. I didn't listen to this at all. This is called.
Wait, I want to imitate the human.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, yeah, that was good.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Almost sounded like it was playing behind me.
It did. That was my bad. There's also Wookiee on this one. I don't know. Maybe we should just have you try to imitate these. That sounds more like the alpaca at the beginning.
Right. All right, where are we going next?
So then I went to this website called soundbible.com.
Ooh.
And Soundbible has a lot of, you know, free sound bites, which could be fun.
Yeah.
But a lot of them also are not very high quality, or you have to search through like so many to find like one or two good ones.
Yeah.
But there was one that said gross sound effects, and so I clicked on it just out of curiosity, just morbid curiosity.
Of course you did. Of course you did. No, Danae, not just out of morbid curiosity, because you are who you are, you clicked on it. Don't try to distance yourself from wanting to hear gross sound effects.
So number one, fart squeeze knees. So I was like, okay, that's fun. And there's like a toilet flush and then...
Squeeze knees?
Fart squeeze knees was that one.
Okay.
This
is what happens when you put Danae in charge of Shoe the Dough.
Hey guys, I'm just taking you on a journey.
We are shoeing this dough.
I think we're going somewhere important. I just can't guarantee
it. All right, that's fair.
And then I was like, okay, then there's ones called silly farts. Of course, like fart jokes and then flushing a toilet, you know, just that kind of stuff. Yeah. And then there's this one called Murder at Quarry.
Murder? That is the worst radio play ever. And then, let's break down what just happened in the murder at the quarry. Shall we play it again, please?
Sure.
Okay, they're at a quarry. They're working. He's loading a gun. And then
opens a door?
The jail door closes.
But there's a horn honk in the background.
Somebody in the background knows what's going on. And they're trying to stop it by honking their horn.
Something
also,
like that.
Also, he had a silencer.
This one is an optional title for this audio piece.
Okay.
Here we have puking or fighting. who is in charge of this website? What is going on?
Okay, if it's fighting, what is the liquid noise?
I don't know. Maybe fighting with water?
I don't know.
And then I have not listened to this one. I saved this one for this moment. I don't know if it's good or not. We're about to find out.
Oh,
but it's
no.
called Iguana Farts in a Bathtub. I don't know. We'll see. It's not loading. No.
That's because iguanas hate bathtubs. It's a joke. It's a joke.
Nope. That was it.
What is it? Do it again.
That sounds like a toilet flush.
What?
I don't understand. I think someone just decided to name some of these completely inappropriate.
I think you're correct, Danae.
Then there was about 5 minutes of me doubting myself in between my next find.
Appropriately.
And I found this. Can you name the Disney characters given by his or her voice?
Oh, okay.
So I thought we could just see how well we do.
All right, how well I do, because you've got the answers there, right?
Nope. I have no idea how to do this. So we're going to find out.
Someone in the chat says that we should play another game like Bacon or Rain, except puking or fighting.
Bacon or Rain. Oh, that's a fun callback. Okay, here's the first one.
Rule number one, I can't kill anybody.
So don't ask.
Yeah.
What? Rule number two.
It's Genie, right?
Yeah, it's Genie from Aladdin.
Fall in love with anybody else.
Well, this is, I mean, if it's from the movie, I was thinking it was just like their voice, but...
I don't know. I've never done this before.
Definitely the Genie from Aladdin.
Time. Here's the second one.
It's fish! If I gave Punch tuna, I'd be an abomination! I'm late because I had to go to the store and get peanut butter because all we have is chicken tuna!
I have no idea. It's fish.
Yeah. All we have is stinking tuna. I don't know.
I mean,
that
it's an
one.
Adorable voice.
It sounds like. All right, play one more time. Just one more time. Just one more time.
Yeah.
It's fish. If I gave Punch tuna, I'd be an abomination. I'm late.
If I gave Pudge.
Pudge. Yeah.
That's a clue.
That is a clue. I don't think I'm going to get that one. I was thinking
either.
Like an old school like 101 Dalmatians or The Rescuers or something like that, but
sounds like it's really clear audio though.
Yeah.
We've got a guest in the chat.
I think that might
chat.
Be right. Yeah,
right.
I think that's Lilo.
All right,
I think you're right.
Lilo.
I think that's Lilo.
Chat for bailing us out.
Yeah, yeah. Good job, chat.
That is correct.
Yeah, I think that's Lilo.
Yep.
It has been a while since I've seen Lilo and Stitch.
All right, here's number 3.
Travel size for your convenience. If I was my real size, your cow here would die of fright.
That's from Mulan, right? That's the dragon. That's Eddie Murphy. That's the dragon from Mulan. What's that dragon's name?
I don't know, but my little computer started choking. I apologize because that audio is just in and out, in and out.
So, you know what I'm talking
dragon,
about?
I'm going to put dragon.
From Mulan. He has a name.
Mulan Dragon?
I forget what his name is.
Dragon Mulan?
Mushu.
Mushu.
I think it's Mushu.
Mushu. Yes, you are correct.
It is Mushu.
Number four.
A disgraceful performance. Associating with those undesirable scatterbrained apes? Huh. I hope Mowgli learned something from that experience.
All right, we're definitely in the Jungle Book.
Okay.
Which character said that?
Well, it sounds sort of like Snooty.
It's obviously not Baloo.
Nope.
It's obviously not Shere Khan.
Nope. It was the tiger?
No, the tiger's Shere Khan, yeah.
Oh, okay, I thought the tiger was a bad one.
He's talking about him hanging out with the apes, so he shouldn't do that.
Is it the, what's the... Not the tiger, but what's the other one? The panther.
Oh, the panther?
Yeah.
That didn't sound like... Is it? Bagheera?
Let's find out. Let's listen to it again. See if we can figure it out. Because he did sound, you know, like snooty, and Bagheera is snooty.
Yeah, that's true.
But it won't play again, so we're going to just say Bagheera.
All right, Bagheera it is.
How do you spell Bagheera?
Chat backs that up, by the way.
Oh, yeah, we're right. Thanks, chatters.
Nice.
Okay, we're doing really good so far.
Good.
Only thanks to the chat.
All right, what do we got next?
If only I could make him understand.
Oh, I know this one.
I just don't see things the way he does.
Sorry, it's a little bit soft.
I don't see how a world that makes such wonderful things...
Could be bad.
Could be bad.
I want to be where the people are.
Sing it, Danae.
I want to see. Want to see them dancing.
I'm guessing that's Ariel?
Yep.
All right.
Yeah, sorry, y'all. I don't even need to lean on you. I know that one. So what do you think of this game? Do you like it?
Let's play. Let's finish. Let's do this.
Oh, there's so many, though.
How long is this quiz?
I'll turn him into a flea. A harmless little flea.
I know this one.
And then I'll put that flea in a box. And then I'll put
box
that
in another box.
Another box. And then I'll mail that box
to myself. And when it arrives, I'll smash it with a hammer!
That sounds like Emperor's New Groove.
Yeah, it's Yzma.
Yzma, yeah.
I love that movie.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That's a really good one.
How many are there, Danae? I mean, we don't want to do this all day necessarily, but...
I think there's like 57.
Oh!
Okay, there's only 16.
Okay.
It's not exactly the Ritz.
Oh,
it's
nice.
It's peaceful and quiet. Oh. Oh, no.
This is Robin Hood.
Sounds like Scat Cat and his gang have dropped by.
Oh, yeah.
Right? I
but
mean,
that's
not
Robin Hood.
That's, no, that's...
Little John.
Is it Little... Right? Yeah, Little John. Yeah, yeah.
I couldn't have placed the movie, though.
Yeah.
But you're right, because isn't his voice done Minnie?
Yeah. Yeah, that was... I love that movie.
No, it's not letting me type in Little John, so I wonder if it's wrong.
Well, play it again. Did we play the whole thing?
Yeah, we did. But, sometimes...
Isn't that from Robin Hood?
I thought so, but maybe it's like a cat one. What's that cat one where they're
the Aristocats?
Yeah, maybe it's the Aristocats.
Oh, it could be.
Hello.
In the chat, they're saying it's Robin Hood, too.
Save on post-it.
Oh, sorry. I don't know how to go back. My apologies. I didn't test this game beforehand.
So we're never going to know?
I was able to play the first one a couple times.
I'll just poison him with this.
That's not it.
As you can see.
How's it going over there, Danae?
I'm just trying to figure out this interface. I'm so sorry. Yeah, I don't know how to make it play.
All right, let's
go
on to the next one then.
All right, so we don't know that one. Oh, guys, I'm so sad.
The pseudo facade was stripped away to reveal a minimalist rococo design.
Oh, that's the clock.
The unusual inversion on the ceiling. This is yet
Cogsworth?
Another example of the late neoclassic Baroque period. And as I always say, if it's not Baroque,
don't fix it.
Yeah, that's Cogsworth.
Mm-hmm.
Cogsworth.
Yep, we are correct.
All right.
Number nine.
Now shall you deal with me, O prince, and all the powers of hell.
I know this one.
Do you? What is it?
It's the dragon.
From Sword in the Stone?
No,
or from Maleficent.
I think it's Maleficent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
From Sleeping Beauty?
Yeah, yeah. I think.
Or, yeah. Yeah, I mean, Maleficent is what I thought, but then I wondered if it was, what's her name from Sword in the Stone?
maybe it is. Because I can't type in Maleficent.
Yeah.
So, but she said Prince.
Yeah, no, you're right. You're right. I'm not sure.
I thought that it was Maleficent. Maybe I should type in Dragon. This game is strange.
Yeah, well, how do you know what it is if you can't type it in?
Maleficent? Why would they ever ask us? There you go. Yeah, it was Maleficent.
Oh, okay,
good. Would they ever ask us to... Maybe that was my problem with number six. Was Little John spelled different than the word little in John?
L-E-E-T. Little John.
Little John. Number 10.
Well, Captain, it's nice to see you smiling again. Brings back the good old days when we was leading an
healthy,
normal
Shmi?
Life. Scuttling ships, cutting throats, oh, Captain, why don't we put to sea again?
I think it's so funny to listen to, like, you know, Maleficent says something about the powers of hell and Shmi's like cutting throats.
It's like very dark.
Kids movies, man.
And yet they look cute. Well, that's I guess right. Maleficent didn't. She was kind of scary.
Shmi's so cute.
Number 11.
I've got 24 hours to get rid of this bozo. Well, the entire scheme I've been
saying. Oh, that's Hades.
15 years.
Right? From Hercules? Smoke,
and you are wearing his merchandise!
Whoa.
Isn't that Hades?
I've never seen it. Whoa. I've never seen it before, so I don't know.
H-A-D-E-S.
Yep, you're right.
Yes.
I mean, we're doing pretty good.
Yeah, we've only missed the one.
It is thy beauty, Majesty. But hold, a lovely maid I see.
It's the mirror?
Mirror?
Yeah.
Rags cannot hide her gentle grace.
Yeah, I think it's the mirror.
Alas, she is more fair than thee.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's
gotta
be the mirror.
Gotta be the mirror. So I just type in mirror.
Magic mirror?
Magic mirror. Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. Number
13. Or, as you Americans say, let's go see the town.
Interesting.
I have no idea.
I have no clue about that one.
What?
As maybe it's
it
like
sounds
the,
like it's an older one too.
Maybe it's the Spanish version of Sleeping Beauty or something.
No. No.
I don't know. I have no idea. How do we find out if we don't know?
Chat says it's a Brazilian character.
Oh, that's because Nick speaks Portuguese.
Oh, so, see, we have an advantage.
Yeah, Nick, what was
thanks
what,
to our live
what
chat.
Was he saying, Nick?
Yeah, Nick, what was that? He did say, or as you say, let's go to dinner, or let's go to the town.
Yeah, let's go to the town.
So what movie was there?
I have no idea.
Me either. Well, there is a little hint button.
Ooh, we're going to push the hint button.
Apparently, we've run out of time on this game.
It was time.
I didn't know. Let's go back to number six. Then it was the Aristocats. It was Thomas O'Malley.
Okay.
So
all right.
That one was Jose. Is it? I don't even know how to pronounce the last one. But it was the Saludos Amigos.
Oh, what an obscure one.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
We were also going to hear from the Hunchback of Notre Dame.
Yeah,
Pinocchio,
we'd have gotten that one.
And the Lion King.
Oh, we'd have gotten those three easy.
It was going to be Claude. And Geppetto and Mufasa.
So we would have gotten what, 13 out of 16?
Yeah. I think we would have gotten
nicely
13
done.
Out of 16.
Nicely done. Well, thank you, Danae.
Did you like that?
That was fun.
There are more games like this, too. So if we want to play this again, there's actually this website that I found.
Yeah.
BDG. It was Sporkle, sporkle.com. They have like a whole bunch of them I found.
Very cool.
So, yeah, we can likely find
guess
some,
that audio?
Possibly. I don't know if we'll do as good because we love Disney movies, so we were kind of slated to just nail this one.
Yeah.
But we'll find out.
Yeah, but we missed a couple. I think we got 14 out of 16. The only ones we missed were the Aristocrats and the...
The ones we didn't actually get to
and
play.
The Three Amigos one or whatever.
Yeah, I don't know that we would have gotten that one.
Yeah.
The other ones we probably would have gotten, though.
Absolutely. By the way, Nick in the chat says he was just mentioning places in Rio.
That's funny.
Good to know. Good to know.
And in the true Studio DNA fashion, we completely ignored the time restraint on the quiz. I wasn't paying attention. It's a very busy screen, PDG. It's a very busy screen.
Well, I'm glad we landed on Disney quotes as opposed to iguana bathtub farts. I mean, you know.
We would not have done well on that. Had we played that and tried to guess the title of what that one was called, we would have never gotten that right.
I think it's a fair assessment.
Somebody's having way too much fun naming these things. Thanks for joining us for this episode of Shoe the Dough, guys. We love hanging out with you. We record live with a live internet audience on Mondays. And if you want to listen to the show, it's really easy to do so. We broadcast on a website or an app, you can do either, called Mixlr, mixlr.com/studioDNA. We'll send you right to our page. And when you subscribe or you click on follow to our channel on Mixlr, you'll get a push notification on your phone when we go live, or if you have it on your laptop or whatever, you'll get a notification when we go live there too.
Big thank you to Chris Tilley, who actually composed the Shoe the Dough theme that you hear at the beginning and the end of the episode. And of course, also much love and gratitude to our Patreon supporters who support by giving to make this show and others on the Studio DNA Network possible. Starts at $3 a month, comes with some pretty fun perks. You can find out more information at patreon.com/studioDNA.
And we would love for you to consider sharing Shoe the Dough with a friend. If you know somebody who likes listening to podcasts, we're guessing they may be entertained by our wacky show.
If they love iguana bathtub farts.
That's a really good question to ask at first.
Right. That's your icebreaker.
Do you love iguana farts?
Have you ever thought it'd be really funny
in water?
To hear a podcast where they try to guess if an iguana is farting in a bathtub?
They also talk about public urination. Anyhow, please consider sharing Shoe the Dough with a friend. Let them know that they might enjoy it. You might have to remind them of what Shoe the Dough means, because people don't realize it's a spoonerism for do the show. So it's always kind of nice to give them a little heads up on why we do what we do and where it is. And also, if you don't mind giving us some feedback on any of the outlets for podcasts, especially Apple Podcasts, they are great for like ranking and kind of putting us up on different lists.
Yeah, give a rating there, maybe a comment, all that kind of fun stuff. And finally, if you got anything else you want to tell us, any feedback you have, you can just email us feedback@shoethedough.com.
What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere, visit hyland.com.